This is basically saying, look, you can take a rest, you can have a break if it's at the weekend, you can have a rest or a break if it's a bank holiday, or you know, that those days are not available to you for the state to give you that support and respite and look after your sick and loved one at that point in time. And that's not simply good enough, particularly for younger children when on Monday to Friday they would find themselves in full-time education. Right across the county, and it's not just South Donegal, we have a major issue in terms of the number of respite hours that are available and the number of beds that are available to cater for families at this point in time. We have coming into operate Seaview House, and additionality being provided there was supposed to relieve pressure right across the county. But the fact is, the HSE had two options. The options were operate a 7-day service or operate a 5-day service, which only allowed for 1,000 bed nights and didn't allow for weekend cover or for bank holidays. The HSE took the wrong decision. They looked at this from a penny and pounds point of view instead of looking at it from the human needs, the real needs of patients and their families. Tomorrow, I'm meeting with the HSE and I'm going to be raising this with them to ask them to reverse this decision in the interest of the patients, but also in the interest of all service users right across Donegal, because this is just going to put more pressure in other areas by not actually utilising the facility that we have and making sure that it's available 7 days a week to take the pressure off other areas.
And in their bid, Rehab have made it clear that they are in a position to provide a 7-day-a-week service. This isn't Rehab's doing, this is the HSE.
Absolutely. Rehab have made a tender for a 5-day service and a 7-day service, and that was what was requested of these operators. There was 6 in the bidding altogether. 5 of them put in a tender for a 5-day service and a 7-day service. One of them only put in for a 7-day service. The HSE sat down and they've looked at this. And you know, what's frustrating, what people are saying to me and what I'll be saying to tomorrow myself is, like, we have a government and a HSE that allows huge overruns on the likes of the National Children's Hospital in Dublin. You know, we're not talking about small money here. We're talking about hundreds of millions of euro. And the question they asked me, and the question I'll be asking of the HSE, you know, what price do we put on our children here in Donegal?